Welcome to Class War Radio Show with your host, Long Island Joe, introducing the Northeastern Grudge Racers to the world. With Custom Tees Racing and QuarterMileBrothers.com, the Northeastern Racers now have a platform of their own to talk about issues and races relevant to them. Check out www.clubgolf.com for all your grudge racing needs throughout the United States. With no further ado, here's your host, Long Island Joe.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Good evening, everybody. Tonight, I guess I want to break the ice out here because I know a lot of guys want to say something, but they're a little bit nervous because they don't want to turn around and have attitudes from another person. They want to race, and, of course, a lot of people out here, you know, want to see the race. So our topic is tonight is what races would you like to see in the year 2014? And I will break the ice if nobody else wanted to say it. I will start off first. I mean, we know for a fact everybody wants to see Flex and Young Thang do it. Now, how can we make it right? How can we get them to do it? Pizza Gangster and Tiptoe, that would be a good one. Everybody's looking to see something like that. But, you know, I think they're both kind of like everybody's like scared to draw on each other. So I think I'll take the responsibility and open it up and try to break the ice a little bit. So if anybody has a little something to say about that one, I mean, you can. I'm going to open up a mic right now. I'm going to see if I, what I got here. Okay. 410. Well, 516-2415. You're on. Your mic's open. 516. Is that my man Flex here? 516-2415. Your mic, you hit it on for me. Maybe you got it on hold there, but you can come back on there, Flex. I'm not sure what happened to you. But I know for a fact that I've been talking to people, and they're kind of like they want to do it. They want to say something to the person, and it's kind of like, I guess, they're worried about they're going to be stepping on somebody's toes. And so we're going to turn around. We're going to have to break it. I mean, we got a lot of racing going on this year, season coming up, and we don't be standing out there and everybody's watching each other, looking at each other, and making passes. Why not? Just go ahead on down there and try it out. That's how I look at it. If you can make it happen, let's make it happen. Fayetteville on the 22nd and 23rd. There's a lot of races there. The 26th of April at Piedmont Dragway, there are going to be there's six races locked in there. And then we got Bud's Creek on May 25th. I know also Big Sean has his race. Ronnie Sidus has a race in May 17th. Big Willie and them will be down at Darlington Dragway. We have quite a bit. And Sham on June 7th. And then we'll be going to Chicago. And I already know those races are already locked in also there. Now, if anybody has an idea that they want to try somebody and they're scared to say it, they can actually call me and I will take care of it. I know Donald had texted me and said that he wanted to try it to the 8th mile. So I'm willing to do it. It's no problem, Donald. I'll give you a race back just like how, you know, you gave me a fair race. I don't mind racing right back, and I'll try it. So we'll be setting that up pretty soon. And no hard feelings, and that's how it's supposed to be. Oh, here we go. I'm going to open up another mic. 410. Okay, so.
Hey, Joe.
Hello.
Hey, Joe.
Oh, Donald, what's going on now?
What's up, man?
Yeah, I see you text me. Tell me that you can set it. Like,
I mean, you know what?
8 mile?
Well, you know what? We can go quarter if you want. It's up to you, man. And I don't know. What do you think? I mean, I ain't trying to – because like I told you, I mean, I was in the process of doing a bunch of changes, but I can switch it back to run you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll do it again. There's no problem. You just tell me, you know, I'm cool.
But as you talked about, and as that text I just sent you, would you be okay with that?
Yeah, we're gonna. That's no problem. Yeah, I'll do that. Motor to motor to the quarter. I'll try.
Yeah, is that? And you want to do it at the creek?
Yeah, I'll do it at the creek. We'll do it the same way we did the red light lose 400 trees.
Yep.
Yeah, that's no problem. I mean, it's no problem at all. I don't mind going back out there. Just like you gave me a fair run. We said we were going to do it, and that was it. You know. And was it no problem? Your friends ever since, and that's how it's supposed to be. If you turn around and you got to take it the other way to heart, you shouldn't be racing.
Exactly, and you know, like I said, I mean, I mean, even though, like me and you've talked, you know, what I mean, with all the hustle and bustle stuff, I kind of was going, kind of step aside. I was going to help support you down in Indiana, but you know what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, yeah, you know, that's still listen. Donald, we race and we still going to Indiana. We're going to kick butt out there too now, so don't worry about that. Just because I race, you don't mean that you, oh, I ain't running with you. You ain't coming with me, though. It don't matter.
I know that. You know, I just,
I mean, we were just, yeah. Me and Larry,
you
were talking about
text?
That today. Yeah. I can understand how you want to run it. You want to run it like that? There's no problem. There's no problem at all.
Ain't no problem. Damn, you must. You're
going to hurt me. No. I was kind of racing. Listen, I won one, and they can tell you. I ran a guy one day. I lost to him once, came back, ran him again. They'll tell you. Like a week or two later, I lost again. And it is what it is. I shook the guy's hand and everything. I had no problem. It was what it was. If you came to my house and we played cards, and there's a guy on the street, we playing cards. I'm trying to win money just like you're trying to win money. So if you beat me,
exactly.
That don't mean you ain't coming over to the next week. No, you come back, I'm going to try to get you. And that's how it was.
Right. I mean, because, you know, Joe, honestly, I think that race me and you had was a real good race. It was a
– Oh, there's no
and
doubt about
it. And honestly, the only reason – well, not one of the only reasons, but one reason is, you know, for me to get on here is just to break the ice, hopefully for everybody else too. But it'd be something that I think people would like to see again. And it was a, you know, it was a good show.
Oh yeah,
I mean, me and you had one of the best races, I think, in my opinion. But that's just me.
Yeah, if the camera would have been inside the car, you'd have heard me curse. That's how it was when you left.
Well,
I'm like, oh yeah, my God, this is it.
If the camera was in my car, you'd have seen me had a big smile on my face and then a big ass frown and punching the steering wheel. I said, I got his ass. All of a sudden, that thing come around me. I said, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Yeah, it's true. I was in the car, and I was looking. I was like, oh, shit, he gapping me. I said, no way. I said, I can't even tell you all the cursing I was doing in the car. I said, I got out the car. I said, man, I don't know what the hell. I said, I couldn't believe it. Went around. I said, man. I said, somebody give me a drink. I had to go and get a drink right away. That's how it was.
So how you want to do it? You want to do eighth or quarter?
It don't matter. We can do it the same way. You know, I don't even care about it how we do it. We can do eighth and quarter if you want. You know what I mean? We'll bet on both sides if you want. We bet on the eighth, and then we'll bet on the quarter. So whatever it be, we split it up, you know? Half
that's
on
fine.
The eighth
and
half on the quarter.
That's fine.
Yeah, again, you can't ask nothing better than that.
No, that's fair.
I mean, a lot of guys that are
pretty close, you know. But like I told you before, even though everybody told me you're playing with me.
Yeah, listen, I heard the same story when I ran on Wolfpack, and I'm gonna tell you something. For me to play with Wolfpack or you, and I ain't never seen nobody jump from behind and to run like how I had to run you down. I mean, if you heard it, it sounded like the motor was gonna come out the car because I didn't want to ship it. I said, damn, if I shift this thing down, it's going to fall on his face. I said, he's going to run away from me. So I just kept it. I said, I'm taking it all the way up to the limit. As a Wolfpack, and this is no lie, you ask Calvin, you can get on the phone now. When we crossed the finish line, I didn't know who won. That's how close it was. But I caught him sleeping. There ain't no doubt about it. I couldn't have beat Calvin. I ain't going to lie to you. I couldn't have beat Calvin if we had ran. And he would have been able to trans-braked it and left. But I guess he thought I was going to hold him up. And I told him I wasn't going to hold him up. I left right away, and he didn't get to put his revs up. So that's what happened on that pass. I got out there pretty good, And when we went across, it was maybe 6 inches when we crossed the finish line. So if somebody tell me you can play that good, I better be a bracket racer again.
You ain't lying. You ain't lying, Joe. You win a lot of money. But, you know, I mean, like I said, I ain't going to take up all your show. I'm going to listen to the whole thing. But hopefully, you know, me and you want it. Not hopefully. It's a done deal. But
okay.
You know what I mean?
What
is good? Yeah, I ain't going
to lie to you.
And you can put that on the flyer or whatever if you want. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, I got to say one thing. One thing about you, Donald, you do say when you're going to race, you're going to race. I can give you credit.
You know, and
I can't I can't knock you, and I got to say one thing right now. My hat is off to you because some of those races I don't think I could have did. I don't think I could have done the nitrous car. I ain't going to lie to you.
I just wanted to race.
I can't see it. Yeah.
I just went all the way down North Carolina to the race, down there at Gerald's race, and couldn't get a race.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, you did say what you want to do, and you came out there, and you did what you did. I mean, I know you came out there with the guys with the Fairmont, and even drove on the street looking for street races that night.
You ain't lying. That thing's legal on the street.
Yeah. Now, you know what? I did have a conversation with a guy today. He had a Nova ladder bars on with a small block, and he's trying to run. He's trying to get hold of Hell Yeah at Fayetteville.
He got what?
So he wants to run Hell Yeah. He's got the 31s on a Nova, and he wants to run Hell Yeah.
Hell Yeah is not going to be ready for Fayetteville, but I'm sure we can get something figured out.
Okay. We'll definitely get him.
Is it small block one kit?
It's a small block straight head, and they're looking to do something.
They got one nitrous system on it?
One kit on it, and they're looking to do.
Oh yeah.
Either way, we keep them in line. If we got to bring them, if I got to tell them to come up to Bud's Creek, they'll come. There's no problem. I mean, my phone's been off the hook. And everybody's been calling me.
Keep me abreast with that. And I don't know if Hell Yeah is on here or not, but I'll text him and see if he's on here real quick and see if I can get him.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks again, Donald. No problem.
Man, take it easy on me when we race. Don't hurt me.
Yeah, take it easy on me. Oh, my
All
God.
Right.
All right, take care, Donald.
Had that big, that thing's a sled, man.
Yo, come on now.
I need a
you know
GDL
what they say, ain't no weight in drag racing. Congratulations.
I know. Hey, you hear what I said?
Huh?
What do you mean?
Yeah, you hear me?
No, I
need a GDL license to race. That thing is so heavy.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
Man. Okay. All right. You take care now. Wolfpack, your mic is open.
What's up, Joe?
Calvin. What's going on, Calvin?
Hey, man. Just another day.
All right.
I figured I'd call it early. I could get my 2 cents in this week.
Uh-oh.
And I want to throw this out to Junior and what's his name? Ralphie, that's his name?
Yep, Ralphie, you got it.
Well, that's who I'm talking to and talking about. Hey, look, Junie, Ralphie going to be mad with you because you're supposed to be picking his races for. You should pick somebody that he can beat. Now, by picking me, it ain't going to happen. I heard you talking last week about how you going to, I think you was going to fight Wolf and Roast the Goat. Impossible. Impossible. I'm telling you right now. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, they told me they bought a brand-new gun just for you.
They bought a brand-new gun? Well, let me tell you something, Joe.
Brand-new gun.
Let me tell you a little story.
Mm-hmm.
When we hit that starting line, when I leave, I'm going to take the tree with me. Now, what Ralphie decided to leave on, that's his problem. I'm going to drag him through the 8th mile. When I get to the 8th, I'm going to stop, get out the car. When he come through, I'm going to bite his damn head off. I'm going to chew his head up, and I'm going to go back up to Jenny, and I'm going to cough up an albino hairball and give it to him just for something for him to remember him by.
Come on. Boy, you know what they hear this. You went into trouble, right?
Huh?
I said, you know when they hear that, you in some trouble, ain't you?
Yeah, that's where I want trouble. That's exactly what I'm looking for.
You looking for, oh, my gosh, you done started something for sure.
No, they started something. They started something. They talking about finding a wolf, and everybody talking about getting these guns and hunting down the wolf. You know what? This 2014. I'm the wolf, and I went up and brought me a gun. I'm hunting down human. That's what I'm hunting. I'm hunting human. I'm going to let them see how I feel to be hunting.
Now, I know you're going to hunt. I know Capitol, you hunted Popeye.
Joe.
Huh? I know at Capitol, you had hunted down Popeye there.
Hunting him down.
I know you had shot Popeye out there, so I remember that one.
Did I
definitely
wait,
remember
Popeye?
That one.
I don't remember that one. Did you?
Oh, you don't remember Popeye?
I thought it was a time run or something that I ran.
Oh, damn.
What are you trying to tell me?
You gapped in that bed?
I thought it was a time run because I left and never looked back. I mean, I ain't seen nobody.
I think he
just bit off more than he can chew, just like Junie and them did.
Oh, shoot. And you know, I'm going to tell you, Junie even told me today. They can't wait. They said they're going to beat the GOAT. Now, what do you think about that race?
He called
the Thunder
GOAT.
Wait. The Thunder GOAT in June. What do you think about that race?
Man, let me tell you. I'm going to call Thunder GOAT up myself.
Mm-hmm.
What we're going to
do,
we're going to make a deal. All right? Me and the GOAT going to make a deal. We don't know who's going to draw first blood. But whoever draws first blood, this is the deal. When I beat Ralphie and cut that head off, I'm going to give Thunder GOAT Ralphie eyeballs. And I want to shake them eyeballs and put them on back of his car right where the two tag boats go. So Ralphie can see what Junior sees, the back of that goddamn goat. And then it's going to be vice versa. When the goat cut Junior, he going to give me Junior eye. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to hook a 10-foot cord to the eyeball so I can stretch out some. I'm going to be so far up front, I don't want him to lose sight.
Damn. Oh, man. I ain't seen Judy on here yet, but he might have to get some blood pressure medicine. He might have to get some blood pressure medicine after this. You know, told him something like that. Oh, my God.
Man, I'm telling you, it's going to end a good friendship, man. It's going to end a good friendship. I hate to be the one in the middle of it.
You hate to be the one in the middle of it?
Well, I hate to be the one in the middle of it, but I'm going to have to do it. Hold on for a second.
I'm not sure if it's him or not. Who is this? I'm going to find out right now.
Right now.
Okay. 281-2593.
Hello.
Man, your mic's open.
What's going on?
This is King Bell and Ralphie. This is Ralphie?
This is King Bell and Ralphie.
Let them know. You heard what the man said over here?
Listen, Joe, he's talking now. I'm just letting them know that all these guys, I got something special wrapped in my bag and my shoe. Because when I come out there and pull it out, he's going to see what it is. That's how far back he's going to be.
Oh, shoot. Uh-oh, Calvin, you hear him, right? That's Ralphie.
I don't know, Joe. I might stay home. These guys got me scared.
Hey, Joe, I told you I'm going human hunting. I've got this new gun. When I see Ralphie, Ralphie's going to say hello to my little friend. I'm going to bang him.
Just remember, when that light comes on, you're going to get beat by the smallest tire Nova you ever ran with a stock block.
Well, I'm sorry to hear you got a small tire with a stock block, but that ain't my fault.
Well, don't worry. He come with his cousin anyway.
That ain't my fault. I don't want to hear that.
Then after
you
with that car, I'll come back with a blue one.
You might get 2-for-1.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
You know who this is? This the preacher man.
Oh, this is Cliffy.
Yes, sir. This is Cliffy from Bell Racing. Now we've been sitting back listening, y'all. Okay, when they talking about doing our brother Ralphie and our brother Junie, but they don't know there's a team that comes with them.
Well, hold on now.
Yes, sir. And you know something? We like challenging. When we say get it in the lane, get it in the lanes.
Well, I just got to tell you something right now, Clifton. And this is the guy
right
off to. The whole mountain is waiting for that rematch because they didn't like how it went down when they went in travel. They think there's something happened with the light and everything else. So they want that rematch with that the truck versus Barrett versus Ronnie Bell tomorrow. Now, they said last time they thought you was coming, that y'all was coming, but something happened, whatever happened. But I'm going to tell you, I don't think y'all was scared. They don't think y'all
was
coming.
It was a foot foul. Y'all know that.
His man hit the beat.
Okay, no, I'm just telling you. But they think that y'all was scared. I told them y'all was going to do it again. Now, this is the God on the truth. I told them that y'all coming back to run. Now, they were waiting for y'all. They were waiting. No, I just want to know. Are y'all going to give them guys a run back with the truck?
Well, you know something. We're going to be there regardless. And if that's what they would like, they can get what they want.
The Blue Cabral will be there.
Okay, because this is the God on the super. I'm telling you, the truck's going to be sitting there. Derek's going to be sitting there waiting for you in Bud Creek. So I'm going to let you know. So they already got sharpshooters out on top of the bridge, so just be careful.
They see the big Indian head coming in. They'll know who it is.
I hear you, man.
I'm with the big chief. They'll see it.
You with the big chief.
They should have got a session this year. I don't know.
Now, tell me something, Ron, you got anybody
in mind? We might have some detox power in there.
Uh-oh. All right, I hear you. Man, you got anybody that you'd like to see a race, that you want to see a race, a good race?
Okay, good night.
Cliffy or Ronnie, y'all got any races that y'all like to see?
Oh, hold on. Any race that we want to see?
Well, we'd like to see the rematch. We get them guys that.
You going to give them the rematch, huh?
Yeah, we like to get in the rematch.
All right. I just want to make sure. So that's
the Yeah, we like to have the rematch. And I think we talked to the young brother about who had the pickup truck. He had the little S10 truck. We had talked to
that's
him last
one,
year,
that's
maybe
the
do something
about.
Again.
That's the one I'm talking about. That's Dirk.
Yeah.
Dirk was looking for you.
Yeah, we talked to him in the diner one time. He was with his lady friend. And we told him we'd be back down there for Fayetteville.
Okay, well, I know because he wanted to try it again, so I just want to make sure we like to see if we can make it happen.
Yeah.
If Barry get on here tonight, I'm going to have to let him talk to y'all.
Yeah, we're going to have to get on there and talk with him.
Yeah.
We can work something out, you know?
But I ain't going to lie to you. The whole mountain said y'all was scared. The whole mountain said y'all was scared.
Said we were dead.
That y'all was scared.
Oh, we were scared. Scared
of
what?
Come back. I'm telling you, this is down on the suit. That's what went down.
No. We don't know.
I would not lie. I would not kid you. Anybody would get on here tomorrow.
I'll never be scared. We'll never be scared. Hey, listen, we pull it up. The best man wins. Just tell him to keep his man off the line. We don't have no more foot fouls.
Okay. Well, I got to open up another mic real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, and, you got to stay on, though. You stay on because I'm quite sure he's going to get on. Now, I'm opening up mic
717-3712. Yo, who's that? Somebody, I don't
know who this is. I don't ring anything.
3712. I don't
even know who the heck
this is. I don't even know how they got my number. Is this
Hell Yeah? Yo. Yo. 06 Yeah.
All right. Somebody called, and now I guess they didn't answer, so let me open up another mic here.
That's okay. We come with big bells.
All right, Sean, 843. You on. Your mic's open, Sean.
What's up, Joe? What's going on?
Not much. This Sean, big sexy here, promoter. Tell me what you got
Man,
going
no,
on.
No. Man, I'm just chilling out, Joe, just trying to help a few tracks out, doing a few races this year. Pretty much I'm going to just chill out on my own, just helping out this year. Got something going on in Orangeburg on March 15th, a small block versus a conventional-headed big block shootout. I'm paid $1,500 to win, free entry, and we got a stock block shootout.
Okay,
on
what 28th.
Day? That's March 15th, Orangeburg. March 15th.
March 15th. That's South Carolina.
Yeah, week before Grudge Wars.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay, that's South Carolina, huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Let's talk about that. That guy's always good. Check you there.
The radio?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know
that. Man, the car hadn't been out this year, Joe. You know, I mean, it just hadn't been out. Looking for action, though. I mean, you know, if somebody want to do something, I mean, just gives enough time to get it out and get the dust off and pump up the tires and make a little shakeout.
Can you tell me something? Now, I know for a fact that you guys want to give somebody back a rematch. Do they want it?
Yeah. Who are you talking about? Is it you talking about Scoot and George?
No, I remember the 3M truck.
Mac. Carlos had called me something about Mac and Melvin about that.
Mm-hmm.
they wanted to do something. I mean, you know, always open for them guys. We're always open to race.
So you ain't scared to run them?
No. Mm-mm.
And you willing to give them some get back?
Yeah.
That's what we want to hear, because I tell you right now, we've been hearing, you know, everybody hears different stories at a time. That's why I'd rather go right to the source.
Yeah.
You tell me that you want to do it, I want to see it happen.
Yeah. They can always get a rematch. Anytime.
I definitely want.
And one thing I like about them guys there is that as much fun as I poke at Mac and Melvin, you know, even though I didn't go to Rockingham to that Grudge National bullshit or whatever, whenever we beat them at Piedmont, them guys, no matter how much shit I talk, they never did get mad. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, those guys are some good sports. I mean, because I know at the end of the day, if they had to beat us, they'd have been talking junk too. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, we got the race off, good sportsmanship, nobody getting mad. I didn't have to choke the shit out of nobody. So, I mean, it was a good race.
Now tell me something. I want to know something. Tell me. Anybody that come with a back half car got action, or how does it work?
Say that again, Nacho.
Tell me how y'all run. Is it any back half y'all that got action?
Pretty much, because you know when you get on the level of the Beast and Shadow and those cars like that, you kind of like at the upper echelon. You know what I'm saying? So with them, you know, you got to be a little cautious. You know what I'm saying? So, but. Most any back half, you know what I'm saying? I mean, those cars there, those are like, you know, pretty much the top cars right now. But any of these other back halves, I mean, you know, and at the end of the day, I say that the Beast and the Shadow are at the upper echelon of the back halves, but at the end of the day, all of them are back halves. You know what I'm saying? If I had to draw one of them, hell no, I don't want to. But if we were in a shootout and we pulled one of them, we got a race. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Ain't no such thing as this bullshit I've been hearing lately about, my back half ain't like that. That's garbage, you know. If you don't want to race, you just say you don't want to damn race. You know what I'm saying? And obviously on the internet now, to God knows however many people, do I want to draw on the Beast of the Shadow? Hell no. But if we drew them in a shootout, you know what I'm saying, like we did before, you know, we got to race. You know what I'm saying? You got to race because anything can happen.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, honestly, tell you the truth, I remember the day at Capitol, I had the guys all sitting in the shootout, and Ronnie better tell you right there. I walked up to him, I said, Ronnie, for $100, you got to put the car in the shootout. And they weren't thinking about doing it. They were thinking, all the guys, he said, they end up going home with the money. Went through the damn shootout, there was consistency. That's what it was. That was all it was about. Went right on to the finals and went on and did what they had to do.
Yeah, I mean, because always the fastest car don't win all the time. I mean, you got to think about when my brother went up to Maryland or wherever, I think it was Maryland, and drew George and Scoop. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, that was on the phone with me. That was something sweet. You know what I'm saying? I was like, shit, no problem. And look what happened. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, it's kind of about luck, but it's really about whoever's day it is, whoever's better prepared. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Correct.
And now, Big Sexy, let me just tell you something. Now, I know a lot of times you go up and down, you stay down till there.
When y'all gonna make a ride, a road trip up to up north? That's what we want.
But Joe, you know, I'm gonna be honest with you. You know, here lately, starting last year, I backed up off the car some. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was some stuff going on I didn't really care for. You know, that type of stuff. So I backed up a little bit. But you know, I'm always right now. It's to the point where my brother's running the operation with the car, but I do have the right to step in and make corrections wherever I need to. So we're gonna put that on the to-do list. You know, try to get. I know we're going up, probably going up to Maryland. I think I'm gonna make that trip. But where else are you talking about going, Joe?
Well, May 25th, you can make it down to Bud Creek, because I'm telling you right now, it's gonna go off. There's a lot of stuff people from Chicago. Your man Leroy comes.
Me and Leroy, we've been talking over a year trying to get some stuff together, you know what I'm saying? But you know, we got an old driver and he works these crazy hours, so sometimes that's kinda like a hindrance sometimes, you know what I'm saying? And you know with
the old bull drive cars,
you know, anybody
right.
can't jump at them and drive them.
He's trying to talk about old Red. I don't care. He can't say that about old Red. He looked like he was sleeping. And golly, he wasn't sleeping at that cheek. That was a driving fool. I got to give him credit. That's one person I got to say. He on point. You ain't on point. Yep. You in trouble. But do you want to see any race that, like, you know, the subject right now we want to see? What race would you like to see go off this year, 2014?
I just want to, being honest with you, Joe, just being straight up and honest, I just want to see some good racing. I want to see some good racing where you ain't got
now,
no daggone mediators.
Now, that's what I'm saying. What would be a good race that you would like to see?
Hmm.
That's what we want. What would be a good race that you would like to see that you think would be fair?
That would be a good race.
Yeah.
Shit, I want a race back with George in school. As a matter of fact, I was texting George today. That's what I want to see.
You
know, Big Sexy versus George Williams in school.
You know, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
We got to see if we can make that happen. See if we can make that happen. Maybe, you never know. You never know. That might happen. I know I heard Troublemaker wants school again, too.
Man, you know. Anyway, on to the next topic.
Uh-oh.
On to the next topic.
I hear some bad blood. Oh. You and Troublemaker ain't going to do it. I guess Troublemaker ain't going to.
Let me tell you something, man. And this is one of my problems with racing now. You know, back in the day, you know, if you beat me, I beat you. You know, at the end of the day, you beat my ass. I'm going to shake your hand. I'm gonna be a little mad, you know what I'm saying, because you beat me. But it's going to be, we're going to come back another day. We're going to shake hands, come back another day and fight.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we won't DMV grudge. And, you know, all the boys, you know, they kind of always want me to come on there and say something, right? So I've been kind of busy. So I goes on there, and I said, where is this race at? It was talking about Piedmont, right? And so this cat Lance, Pretty Ricky, the owner, I guess he's the owner of Troublemaker, he comes on, he says, yeah, Sean Holden got a lot of miles for him not to own, not to pay no bills. I'm like, nigga, please. Bitch, who do you know that's going to let somebody control their shit and ain't paying no bills on it? You know what I'm saying? But I'm getting to the point here of whether you have ownership in George Williams cars or whatever, you know what I'm saying? If you try, if George tells you to lock in a race for his car, you got to damn say so. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but what I'm getting at is people get on these social networks and they talk all this shit, but I'm that dude that'll catch your ass at that track and beat the shit out your ass. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times I kind of stand back a little bit now because my mental capacity all the time ain't there right now. You know what I'm saying? Because I find now in racing, it's about a whole lot of politics. There ain't hardly nobody out there that's really racing right now. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole lot of bullshit going on, you know, and a whole lot of status races where you only want to go to this person's race or that person's race, and it's not about that. It's about seeing some good racing and people that are putting up their hard-earned money and trying to go win some money, you know. So it's kind of real iffy right now, but I give props to the guys that's trying to put on the good races and to the guys that are out here not always begging somebody for some gas money, You know what I'm saying? But they coming out to the racetracks to try to win that money. You know what I'm saying? Trying to earn it. You know, and if the mm-hmm. man that, who's hosting the show at the end decides, give this individual some money, you know what I'm saying, for your travel and you came and you did a good race or whatever, that's something totally different. So we need to kind of, some kind of way, all of us is trying to have shows and going to the shows, we need to get it back to the old days where, you know what I'm saying, you came out and you raced. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
you know, I remember I left one time from the track, and I swear, man, I had a dollar in my pocket. That was it. $1. Because we lost a race. But at the end, I didn't go to that band that was having that show. Hey, man, can you give me $200 on some gas money, some stuff like that? No, that's gay.
Well, I ain't gonna
that's
lie to you. I can tell you one time. I went to Fayetteville, and we lost our shit. Very much. $60. Every time I look around, we can hear it knocked off. We when we see that beat, that was like, ooh, my goodness. I couldn't win. I don't know what the heck was going on. I thought a black cat was following us or something. I said, wow. So we had to regroup. We came back next year. We came back. We got back. Young thing to tell you, I remember Tony Wright and them. They got him, you know, with the Bud Light mm-hmm. too. But the following year, they knocked Tony Wright them off up there. And Tony Wright had given $40. Here, take $40 to go back home. You know, it was a joke. And when we beat him that time, what they do? They reached in their pocket and they got $40. They said, here, take this $40. You go home now.
Oh, yeah.
It was fun. But you got to understand, they went right back out there and ran. And that's what,
and that's what I'm
about.
Saying. That's what racing is about, is that I talk shit to you, and you talk shit to me, and there it is. You know what I'm saying? You keep all this lame-ass crap stuff out of the mix. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, it don't amount to anything. You know what I'm saying? It right. makes you look like you're gay, that you got a boy crush on somebody.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what? Yeah. I don't like that. I'm going to tell you the God's truth. I'm going to tell you the truth. When a man got, you got me out of class big time. I ain't going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to keep drawing on me, and I just told you I can't run you, but make it right. But you don't want to make mm-hmm. it right. Make it right, and then guess what? I do something.
Well,
I don't mind.
If he don't want to make it right, he don't want to race, really. He just talking.
He's coming on drawing on you. That's like a man come out there with a big cheese, and this other man got a little conventional head. This man got a big cheese, two covers, and the other man got a little conventional, and now he's going to turn around, you won't run him. You going to run his heads up? No, that ain't fair. Make it right. Mm-hmm. That man probably going to. I'm going to tell you now. I wanted to see, would love to see Flex and Young Stang run. I wanted to see that happen so bad.
Those are two baddest ones around.
Joe, you know what? I just thought about something. Dang, I just thought about mm-hmm. something. I gotta take that back. I got to back up off our race because I was being selfish. I'm sorry of saying that I want to rerun with Jordan and Big Sexy and all that stuff. I got to back up off that. You know what race I really want to see?
Who's that?
And I want to cut all the middle people out, just let the two grown men get in there and fight it out. I want to see Rhodey and Young Stang get it on.
Well, you know what? They were going Rhodey and Young Stang was talking before, and I know they put the little video out. Rhodey put the video out, so Young Stang answered it.
Mm-hmm.
But when he answered it, Rhodey, he was prepared to do whatever he had to do. We thought it was going to happen, and Rhodey, something happened to Rhodey's car. I'm not sure exactly, but.
Mm-hmm.
I like to see it.
Well, you know, at one of the other races that we did, he busted the oil pan and touched the wall with it or whatever. But I'm gonna be honest with you, if some of these, and I call them for what they are, if some of these crabs stay out the mix, the race can get off. You know what I'm saying? Because you got people that's calling down south saying, "Oh, you know that cat Jones Dane, he got nitrous hit on his car." You know what I'm saying? So instead of them getting together, you know what I'm saying? You got these people that's trying to interfere with the race, trying to basically what they're trying to just stop the race from happening, you know? And at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, being a man, you know, he ain't let that man halfway, you know what I'm saying, kind of poke him or whatever. It's like, well, hell, if I got to do all this to my car, you're going to have to pay me for it. You know what I'm saying? You have to pay me for my carburetor, all this, that, stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel that if these two guys could get together, you know, on a one-on-one phone conversation, you know what I'm saying, no outsiders, nobody else on the phone, that they can kind of like hash this thing out and actually get to the point of where they can either, because I think maybe Rhodey wants to run 8 mile, you know, Stang wants to run quarter mile, and I think one time they kind of met in the middle and just he said, okay, well, screw it, I'll just go ahead and run 8 mile or whatever. But if all these neutral parties get out of it and let these two car owners here get in there and just decide, you know, that, okay, well, we're going to go ahead and run it, I think it'll work out a whole lot better. Because to me, racing went a whole lot smoother when you took all these mediators out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what happens, man, I tell you. And I like to get them on the phone and let them just talk if they want to do it. And I understand, don't get me wrong. You know what our whole problem is like, I remember going down south once. Everybody was saying, oh, yeah, you going to go down? I said, yeah, I'm going to go down. The first time I ever went down, I was doing it in the car. And we ended up at the last minute, the guy from another, ATN ain't going to be racing, so we ain't going. So meanwhile, I didn't know, if I knew it was a show, I'd have went to the car, but there was no show. They were just going to the track. So that's the only difference, the reason why a lot of times I like the show, because at least if they ain't there, that lane race ain't there, you got some other races that you can do. I know a lot of people say, you know, why don't you just meet up at the track? It ain't that easy. I remember going to a track, me and my son and south. We just gonna go. We just gonna go out of town and just go to this track. We went to the track, and the guy on the surveillance team in one car, and they had no time on the car. And I said, "What the heck is this here?" You know, I never seen nothing like that. But we were just at the wrong track, and we thought that was U.S. 13. Not one car. They flashed the time or anything. But that's the reason why I gotta say I like it when they say they got a show here and this one going to this. Or, now you know people are going to be there. If you don't do the race challenge, you got something with somebody else.
Well, you
but,
know,
I know
Young Stang
Lu. Young Stang Lu run roadie, don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing is, I'm going to tell you, Darren already told him. He said he's going to get naked on that one. He said he's betting on roadie all the way. And then that ain't the only person that said they're going to run with roadie and bet for him. I think it's going to be a real, real good one. That might be the race of the year.
Well, Joe, I'll go ahead and put it out there, you know, because I got a big mouth and all, you know. I'm betting with Rudy. So, I mean, you know, I'm just putting it out there, you know.
No, there's a lot of people. Look, they got guys up here that's betting with Rudy.
I want to see the race. You know what I'm saying? Win, lose, or draw, I want to see the race, you know.
Look, there was
both cars run hard now.
Yeah. No, don't get me wrong. Look, I went to Capitol, and I went to go run. I was going to run down. I ain't going to lie. I met him fast. I said, man, I'm taking the plugs out, everything right there. Change the plug. I had people come over there and didn't even know me and told me not to run. It's kind of stopped the race. They didn't even know me. Oh, he got this, he got that. And I was like, who is this? I mean, but you know what? If you don't like the guy, don't stop the race.
Right.
That's something I don't believe in. I've been like that, and I've seen it happen. I remember once we got saved there. You remember that what happened. The guy stopped the race. Them two were doing that race, and he stopped the race. He had nothing to do with neither one of the cars, but he stopped the race. That ain't right. Let them go ahead. If they think, the best thing about racing, blood racing, if I think I can win and you think you can win, that's a race. That's
exactly.
A race. That's how it is. That's what I call a race. Now, you know, every side don't want. I remember one day I went down there and ran street team. Now I thought I could win, man. He thought he could win, and he got the upper hand. He won. There's no doubt about it. I mean, but I said I wasn't backing up. I said I'm racing. Regardless, win or lose, I'm going out there because I felt like I could win.
I remember that day you raced too.
Yeah, I raced him. I was hurting when I left there.
That was a good race though.
It was good for the 8 mile. After the 8 mile, that's when he, you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong, you know. 8 mile, I was sitting there with, man, after that shoot. That's why I learned to respect the big block. I ran out. I went into the hallway. Look, all my pockets were hurting. Thank God we had food on the bus.
Oh, my God.
We laugh about it now, you know. And don't get me wrong. What did I do? I came back the following year, tried to run street team or something else. Following year, come out there and run street team or something else. But every time we get a chance, we see each other. Ain't no problem with us. But we'll race each other. We talk and everything else, but we'll race each other. Ain't got no hard feelings.
Exactly.
Like that's how I feel.
Exactly.
You know, the problem is
you
get people get
you
personal.
Got to have that. You got to have that mutual respect in there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, and I think that's what people are losing in the racing game now is that mutual respect. You know, because it seems like now every time either you put someone on grudge race or whatever other form you own, somebody got to come on there to be a smart ass to say something stupid. You know what I'm saying? It don't even make sense. You know,
no.
I mean, these forums out here for entertainment and to and for information, but you know, I like to bet on some of these idiots didn't know how to get on the forums. You know what I'm saying? As far as number to look.
You know what? You know the best thing about sometimes the forums, you got people on there that don't even race. They don't even got a car.
Yeah.
And they'll be the ones that stop something. And that's not right.
Yeah.
But I had a guy tell me one day, I was gonna race this good car. Home run, Joey going to 7.
Mm-hmm.
I said, going to 7? How the hell are you gonna go? Man, get the hell out. Lo and behold, I beat him, right? So what that made me put second car? You know, come on. Man, shame. That's it. People call out these mile and hours and horsepower and all of this ET. It's easy to call out times when you do them. And that's
$1
on a soup. I mean, I used to look at some cars and I used to hear people say, man, this guy going there for the. You keep listening to everybody, man, you still false information that some of these people give out of the data. I remember a guy tell us he had a small block and he made 1,000 horsepower, right? We were there at the track.
Mm-hmm.
We came in, me and my son sitting, and we can't wait to watch this joker run. 1,000 horsepower. If he went 950, I'd eat it. I said, that ain't no 1,000 horsepower. I can definitely say, I don't know where you got that motor from, but where you did, you got to bring that back. 1,000 horsepower. I said, hey,
oh, wow.
And he had it in a Mustang. I said, now, how the heck you making 1,000 horsepower and you ain't going nowhere in 950? Well, you know how it is. They give you that paper. Oh, I got the paper. Oh, yeah, you got a paper all right. Did you see it when it was on? It was something. And I can tell you, this person might get on the phone tonight. And he'll tell you. The man said, no, it's your car. It's your converter. He went and did that. It's your rear. It's your gear. Man, he spent so much money. I think the best thing he got out of that was like a 930, 940. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I know one thing. Well, you're going to hear a lot of people. But I, and you stay right on for a minute because I got this man calling me again over here. I want to see if he can answer this phone. I got a 717 number, 3712. Your mic's open. Sean, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I just opened somebody. I don't know what the heck. I don't know what he's doing. He supposedly hold on, but open his mic. I guess he don't want to talk. But, I can't understand half of these here guys. I see he kept hitting the one button, hitting the one button. And I try to open him up. But we can have a good old time. A good old time down here. Because the way everybody's talking, shoot. And then we're going to do that. I know if you hear anybody, we've got a conventional head shootout at Piedmont. $100 to enter, $3,000 to win, $1,000 runner-up.
And when is that, Joe?
That's going to be at Piedmont on the 26th.
Okay.
Okay. That's definitely going to be that's going to be on the money there because we got a lot of racing going on. Everybody's talking about coming for that one. We got, I think, like 6 blood drives locked in. Well, I know you heard about the Chicago boys. I heard you hear about the Chicago boys. They got that race going on. They're doing with Street King.
Wait a minute. Yeah. A couple tell me about that. Yeah, a couple tell me about yeah. A matter of fact, you told me about it too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good race.
Yeah, so that one there, you know, it's gonna be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's gonna be a real good one.
Joe,
yeah,
I got motivate.
Okay, Sean, well good. Anything else you gotta tell me? Anything else that you got
going
on?
No, man. I just want to show you some love on your show, man. You know, I've been saying I was gonna call for the last few weeks and getting a haircut, all kind of old crazy stuff, so I didn't ever get a chance to call. So definitely make sure I was gonna call tonight. And good luck to you, and I'll see you guys up in Fayetteville.
All right, I'll definitely see you.
All right, then. Peace.
All right, take care, Sean.
All right, bro.
I think I had June. Did June, you back on here? I thought for sure I had him on there. I know, Calvin, you still on there? Calvin, you still on? Well, I got everything I think we've been to make it a
computer freeze over here, but it's one of those numbers, but see, let me see who I got here. Sam, I got Big Sam on. Big Sam, you gonna hit me? Hello? Big Sam. You out there, Sam? Yeah, these computers go to freezing and everything over here. I see the numbers down here, but it's not coming through. Okay. 717-3712. Your mic's on. I think we have a computer for you here. Well, I'm going to have to try the English show because of the computer here. Really sorry, but I'm not sure what happened. Hey, Ralphie.
Joe.
Yes.
This is Big Sham. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Sham? I see this thing kept on the switchboard, kept on swinging, but it ain't opening up the mic for the guys, and they keep texting me saying it to open up.
All right. Okay, let me try to help you out. 919-0362. Your mic is open.
Yeah, what's up, man? It's in the cut, that's all.
Oh,
hey,
in the cut. What's
the
going
cut?
On?
What y'all listen, man? Just, yeah, I've been listening to the show. Everything's good, man. So I have been here cooking, so y'all, I couldn't get on the show. But
yeah, everybody's been texting me telling me they couldn't get on. I was wondering what happened.
Yeah, I was here cooking,
man,
sorry.
Okay, but do you want to see any race, anything that you want to see soon? Any cut?
Are you talking about any particular race?
Yeah, any particular race.
To be honest with you, I don't really think there is. What I want to see is just more people who really want to race and just bypass all the other bulls when it comes to getting these bird races going. You got so many people out there that, you know, they own the race on the circumstance, they own the race with certain people. You know, you try to get them on the phone and lock in. They say, okay, let me get back with you. And then as soon as you get off the phone, they're calling you back with the handout. So if we can, I want to see the people who really want the race to get going and stop all the bull. That's all I want to see.
All right.
It doesn't matter to me. I mean, I'm down for all the races. Anybody, you know what I'm saying? I don't care if you ain't got the two, you know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but we were just trying to see, we wanted to see what, we were trying to get something situated where, I know there's a lot of times people want to see these two go at it instead of always seeing the same old race, and a lot of people want to see this. And so I was just wondering if you got any race that you would like to see that to get off.
Well, if that's the case, I named two of them.
Okay, what do you got?
One of them is I already talked to the guys, and I'm hoping that they can work it out. I would love to see my man T5 from Florida, or Pee Wee from Philly. I would love to see that because you know they're two guys that you don't really see that much, but they're always trying to race, and they're from opposite ends of the spectrum. One from the north, one from the south. And I would love to see them tie that knot. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of them, and I hold off on the other one right now. I just stay with everyone. I hold off on the other.
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now. I like to see Pizza Gangster, and I'll tell you right now, Tippy Toe. I might get in trouble for that, but I would love to see them somehow make it right.
I would love to see that.
Both of them chassis cars. I would love to see somehow they can make that right. And I know a lot of other people from Jersey and Philly was thinking the same thing I was thinking.
Yeah,
I'd love to see that race. You know? And then the other one, I would love to see Flex and Young Stang do it. And that would be worthwhile watching.
How they going to do it, though? Do Flex still got his own wheeler bars and 29s on? How they going
to
work?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You just have to make something right. I mean, you know what? You can't turn around and just show, you know, we can't run your heads up, but, hey, they two the baddest jokers. Why not let's see something happen?
Right. Not mad at you on that. Not mad at you on that.
Well, I know Donald wants to see it right again. He wants to see me run him on the 8th mile again. He keeps texting me. He wants to see me. I'm a veteran, but I'm a veteran on both ends. I mean, that's how I do it. Yeah, he wanna do that's how he wanna do it. I'm a better one both ends, 8th and 1/4. But Sham, you still out there. Sham, you still out there.
You might be asleep.
Yeah, because I'm having a little problem with my switchboard. His is on but mine ain't pulling through.
Yeah, I'm here, Joe.
Yeah, a 717 number, because they keep texting.
Okay, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Your mic is live.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. There you go, hell yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, hell yeah.
All right, hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. They said, in the cut, you're still there, right?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, I got my man, hell yeah, on the phone. I know you were saying there's a Nova that's running around with one stage on a small block with a set of 31s on it.
It's actually a Camaro.
Or something.
It's a Camaro.
Huh?
It's a Camaro.
31s on it. And hell yeah, I know you run straight ahead just like them. They've been talking about this here race for a while, but I don't know if you'll be ready soon. I figured let me find out if you'd be interested.
Well, when are they talking?
Well, in Fayetteville, that's what they're talking about. Is you going to be ready by the time of the 22nd?
Well, I'm shooting for that, yeah. Yeah, because we're going to be there. I'm just hoping to have my car with me.
Oh, you don't know if you're going to have it ready? Well, let me know once you get it close enough or whatever, we'll get you on the phone, you know, if you want to. Because I know everybody's asking. And they see a video with you.
Up like the week before or something like that, you know, when you have the Monday night show.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds good.
Yeah,
you know,
it sounds good. I'm all about that small block one kick, whatever.
I don't know if anybody ever seen when the hell you had a video. I saw one of the videos before, and while he was going down, he had the mic inside the car when he was making the pass, and I heard him holler, hell yeah, hell yeah. He had just beat the hell out of somebody. He was yelling, hell yeah. I said, wow, that was live. I got to give it credit. That was good.
Yeah, that was the G-Money race, wasn't it? Yeah.
Oh, that's what it was? That was the G-Money? Uh-oh.
Yep.
You done got me in trouble.
The G-Money.
We're going to have a
rematch this season, too. So I'm looking forward to that rematch, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. Then that's a rematch you'd like to see again.
Yeah.
That's the one you would like to see, the G-Money one. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got any other ones you'd like to see? Or?
Yeah, I got a couple in mind this year, you know what I'm saying? Just hopefully the car is good, you know. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't win them on my, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right, but me and Wicked Bird are going to hook up. You know, because, you know, out there at Capitol, but I know some of these guys that are down south and that, and maybe Philadelphia area and stuff, you know, I got a couple races coming up, so I'm going to hook up with them, and I guess anybody that's, you know, there with the right combination calling me out, you know what I mean? We're going to try to have a good time, you know, and do what we can do this year, you know?
That's what it's all about, having fun.
Yeah. That's it, man. Oh, wow. I mean, you get some, right?
Yeah, I got to give you credit. You did a lot of racing last year.
Came
on the scene, and you sure came on it strong.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, and I know that I'm bringing down with me up to Chicago, and a couple other guys are coming up to Chicago with us. We're going to pick that ride on June 7th at Sham's race. And everything works out. We're going to come back with all the money for Chicago.
Oh,
we call Windy City again.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, was that big sexy on there with you a little bit ago?
Huh?
Was that the big sexy dude on there with you a minute ago?
Oh yeah, that was Sean. That was Sean Big Sick.
His car's rolling, man, for real.
Yeah, he used to have a small block in at one time, and they were really doing some damage to a lot of people.
Yeah,
it was a small block. I think everybody loved it.
Yeah,
one of the baddest small blocks around. I gotta give him credit. He was definitely running. He was making, trying to make things right. Let's just say, he asked for something from a pro mod. He took a small block around a pro mod. He said, "Just give me the right thing, and I'll do it." And that's what it's about. You know how some guys they want to be big bullies. Like, okay, your car, hell yeah, car, and then often I come up there. Two chassis car with a big chief in it on nitrous. I want to run your heads up. You got to make it right. Give them, do the right thing. And you know how it is. You know what? Like I used to always tell everybody, you always see a bully picking on somebody, want to fight on somebody. But you never see two bullies going at it. Very hard to ever see that too many times. You know, somebody evenly matched up, it barely ever happens. But that's what we're trying to see if we can turn around and change it around. And I know a piece of gangster on here somewhere, cause, but my switchboard is down over here, Cam. I don't know what happened over here. I put this new thing on, and ever since then, the switchboard went down. Cam, you still out there?
All right, man. You have a good one, bro. And
yeah, I'm here, Joe.
Okay.
I'm here,
Joe. You see piece of gangster anything? Because I know those guys are calling me and texting me. Everybody was texting me. But my switchboard went down.
Okay, I got 410-0961. Your mic is open.
Hey, Joe.
410.
Hey, Joe.
Oh, yeah, okay. What's up, Donald?
Hey, how the hell you get on there?
Yeah, he was on here. He just got on here. My switchboard was down, so I got Sham opening up on his switchboard over there.
Oh, okay. I was just checking, man, because I was trying to get him through, and I know he was calling, but...
I don't know what happened with everything over here, but when he just got on there, he definitely got on there. He said what he had to say. He's going to definitely call.
Oh, cool. Yeah. We're coming down to Fayetteville. Like I said, I already got four hotel rooms, so we're coming down to Fayetteville. Just to spectate, you know. Well, for me anyway. I don't know if his car's going to be ready or not, but I know that.
That's what he said. He said
mine ain't,
sure
mine ain't going to be ready.
You know, ain't going to be ready?
Nah, because I got Walt Disney trip to go to with my kids, so I got to get that paid off first. But I'm definitely going to run these stuff.
Are you definitely going to run?
But you got to take it easy on me, Joe.
Yeah, take it easy on me. You was out too far in front of me the first time,
I got lucky. I got a head. You let me leave, man.
No, that was no damn lead. Trust me on that one.
Oh, geez. Well,
yeah,
hey, I think that Hell Yeah and Wicked Bird and Hell Yeah. I know because he was talking about racing him, and he was talking about racing a bunch of people.
Yeah,
and I don't know whatever happened to any of that stuff.
He said he's gonna run Wicked Bird over. He said he's gonna run G Money over. You know, he definitely said that.
Oh well, me and you can bet on that.
Yeah, you got me last time. I bet on G Money. I lost a couple hundred. A whole lot.
You want that same bet back?
We'll see when we get there.
All right. Hey, that's all I can beat you, New York boys. Because I sure can't beat you with my car, so that's all I can get my money back.
We're going to find out. I don't know. I can't really say what's going to happen, but we're going out there. We're going to try it again.
That's all I can get my money back from you guys, man.
Jeez. Nah, you were doing good. You almost had me in.
I hear you.
Definitely
I can't wait.
It'll
be fun, man.
Yeah, it was a rough long race. I tell you right now, you had me sweating like crazy.
We're going to have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, we got another guy I talked to today from Thunder Valley. He got a little X-Men truck. And he told me, he said he'll run a truck with small block on GCG. So I got to see what the heck's going on. I got to see what's up with the Black Mamba in there. And they're going to try him or not.
Oh, the guy from right now?
I'm looking for them now.
What are you supposed to run off?
Shakedown? Because I know Shakedown is supposed to race him also.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, Shakedown. Well, that's one race I know that's going to be happening this year. Shakedown and Black Mamba will run. They're going to die by it. They're definitely going to have to do it.
Because the Black Mamba ran that Camaro down Capitol, I think, too, didn't he?
Yeah, and matter of fact, Big George is setting that one back up because they're gonna do that race over. They did it right off
the
trailer. What's his name? Dean? What's his name?
The guy Davey Neal.
Davey Neal, yeah.
Neal?
Davey Neal. They're gonna run right off the trailer then when they do it.
That's Welfare Willie. That's his name. That's his code name on the show, Welfare Willie.
What is it called? Welfare what?
Welfare Willie. That's his nickname on the show. That's what he calls himself.
No kidding.
Yep, that's Welfare Willie.
Okay, yeah, because they did it right there. They just came right off the trail. Nobody made it there. And then, I think a lot of people didn't know they were running for the money.
Huh.
They went, and they didn't even know each other. That wasn't a situated race. That just happened to come up. Big George and him got to argue. Big George said, I got this amount right here, right now. And that was it.
Well, I tell you what, Joe. Joe, I ain't gonna hold your show up or whatever. But if anybody knows him, his father, his name was, they called him Hair Lip. His father was one of the biggest street racers around here before I was born. But I heard many stories about his father. His father, matter of fact, he used to drive the car. He wasn't even old enough to have a steering wheel half time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been around that stuff for a long time, man.
And I got to tell you one thing. Rico's been around for a long time, too. And he like one of those races that, you know, come off the trail and really do it. You know, he that kind of racer. There's no need testing out. Whatever's going to happen, going to happen. So we got to wow.
Is that how we're going to do it, or are we going to make a shakedown?
There's a difference. I got to make one shakedown because you live right there, so you get the test track. I don't get to test that track there.
I ain't going there until me and you go there, I promise.
That's what you tell me now.
Yo, come on, man. You know I'm straight up.
Didn't happen at Capitol. I heard that same story at Capitol, too. I ain't going there. Night before, man, they said, man, you should have seen that Nova. That Nova was standing up in the air last night. So who?
Up in the air ain't going straight. Up in the air don't get you a win.
Man, we're going to
fix all that.
Now. You going to fix it all?
All that's going to be fixed.
Okay. Guess I'm in some trouble. I got to see what happens.
You ain't in trouble.
we're going to run. That's all. We'll see what happens. But I got to see if I can get any of these other mics open because I don't know what the heck happened to this board. See, have you got anybody else that's
well,
on
hey,
the mic?
It's all for funny because I can keep getting on.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. He pulled me right up right quick, but I don't know what these other things are circling. People got their hands up. People were texting me. I felt bad because it was all, I mean, even Lamont had called me.
Oh, geez.
I was like, yeah, because he wants that Street King thing. But,
when's that
supposed to be? Hands up?
Huh?
Hold on a second, Donald. Shannon, you see any other hands up?
Yeah, you got 610-2422. Your mic is open.
That's the pizza gangster.
What's up, Joe?
What's up, Stefano?
Just sitting back listening, man. Ain't making no noise right now.
You ain't making no noise? Yeah, you know
I'm trying to listen.
I like to have seen a race between you and Tiptoe. Everybody, I think, in Jersey and everywhere else, we all know they like to see a race something like that.
Joe, I like to listen. I wouldn't mind going, you know, dancing with him a little bit. You know, if he makes it right, we go out there. I mean, he's a little bit out of our league, but we'll gamble.
Okay, can you tell me what you need to make it right?
You tell me. I leave it in the man's hands. I mean, like I said, you know, we're a little out of our league, but like I said, I don't know, maybe give me the back tire and clear it to the eighth. We go out there with him, motor to motor.
Okay, and you're going to come with a conventional head, short deck?
Conventional head, right. Conventional head, short deck, one carver. That's all I need.
And he going to come out with a killer? The
big mountain motor. Big mountain motor. I ain't trying to put his business out there, but he got a big motor.
Let Let me see. Is there any 973 numbers out there, Sam?
I'm not sure.
973? Oh. Hold on.
Yeah, because there's anybody I don't want
to. Area code 973?
Yeah.
No, they're not on here.
They're not on there? I know you're calling.
He's already ducking, yo. He's already ducking, Joe.
Huh?
We've been trying to get at him for a year. Last year
Come
I wanted
on.
To go out. Go out.
No way.
Yeah, man.
He's ducking.
I don't know.
Is there a 646 number there?
646. Mm-hmm. No, 631-703-678. 336-443.
Okay, so I'm gonna open up a few of the mics so they can be at least say a couple things. But stay on for a minute, for Stefano. I'm gonna open up a few mics, and if you come on, I want you to step right back up in there. Okay.
You got it, Joe.
Okay. All right. Thank you. You wanna open up a couple, Sam?
Well, nobody got their hands up, Joe. I'm just No, nobody got their hands up right now.
The 336, that must be my man. That got to be Rico, I'm pretty sure. Rico, put your hand up. Hello?
Yeah, what'd you say, Joe? I'm sorry.
No, I was telling Rico to make sure he puts his hand back up there. I know that probably was Rico because I know they're supposed to do something with David Neal and also, Big George, we're going to do it at Piedmont. So I want to put it back up there. I got to get his hand back up. Because I don't know what... I know a lot of the guys are listening and wanted to talk and they wanted to run. And basically, they've been... You know how it is. I know it's cold out, but a lot of guys are scared to turn around and say, look, I want to try you because they think friendship's going to be gone and all this. It ain't nothing. They're just racing, and you race again. It's no big deal. That's how it's supposed to be. You know how it goes, right, Sam?
That's right.
That's how it's supposed to be. If you know what? I'm going, still going out there. He's going to race. He's going to race on June 7th. He's going to race every last one of the guys that he raced that day when he came out last year.
Well, they're looking for you.
Yeah, they're looking for me. I heard.
They're looking for you, Joe. Now, we had a... one of the old guys here, Brother Raylo and Skin, they had a mega race party yesterday, the first annual mega race party yesterday, and it was awesome. It was a lot of old heads and new heads. It was a lot of people at the party. And they got some tape. So just be looking forward to this tape coming out. I'm pretty sure Gunner Picks is going to come out with this tape, and you're going to see some people calling your name on this DVD that he's coming out with the promo.
Uh-oh. Can you
know your favorite. Name? Your favorite is on there talking about you for sure.
Uh-oh. Have you told the Skin?
Yeah.
Don't tell me that.
Uh-huh.
And then, Ground and Pound, have a Ground and Pound with the Malibu. I know I'm supposed to run in that day also.
Yeah, they were there. Yeah, they were there for sure. Lil Johnny and Jeffrey and crew, they were all there. So it should be interesting, Joe. I'm looking for all these street cars and my definition, streetable cars. I mean, you know, it's open for everybody. But, you know, we it's going to be a lot of action there. Should be a lot of action.
Yeah, because I got a little, I'm telling you right now, the man that was just on the phone just a while ago, Donald, he got a small block Nova, street tires on it, got the back seat in it. We can go ride to the store, ride back, go back to the track, and play a race. He's going to be there. There's going to be a few people that I'm bringing. You know, I'm looking for something, though. I know he called up the other night. He called last night, Gunner Picks. And I said, well, you know what? Yeah, I've been saying everything, but what happened to that small block straight-head Mustang that y'all got that y'all talking about want to run so bad? Not the same. I said, because Young Stang want to make the trip. I want to bring him out there, but I want to make sure we got him locked in.
Oh, okay. I don't know who Gunner Picks was talking about, though.
Well, Gunner that told me that the first time they were talking about doing something with, you know, I asked him about Shalonda. And I guess now Shalonda done turned around and he done made it, he's running on nitrous now, so he ain't going to run on horsepower.
Oh, okay.
So going to take something. He was going to take something. He was going to take a little spot from that, and we were going to go out there with that. We would have brought it out there for that.
Mm-hmm.
But, we definitely look for something. I mean, whatever we got to get is no problem. And, I mean, everybody's been talking and talking, you know, saying what they're going to do. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of guys, we're trying to make accommodations how we can turn around and bring all the calls, me and Larry Chief. So
yeah, well, how you saying call in on Thursday and, you know, let the people know, you know, what he got and who he looking for, you know, what he looking for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can mm-hmm. call in on my show Thursday.
Okay, I definitely will. I'll tell him because
yeah.
I know he want to try it. I already know. We definitely want to try a small block. He want to race. You know, you hear a lot of people say they want to race and then when it come down to it, they get scared.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them when I was down there, everybody wasn't scared. They didn't care about racing. They did it. Got to give people credit down there. They were running. And now I know the outdoor
yep.
boys, they said they're going to run Phil over.
Jack Ball. He was there last night. Yeah, he said he definitely want to try that over again.
Yeah. So we're gonna run him first. And then we're going to run after that because we got to give those guys their run fact first. Then we do run in that last one. We're going to definitely run.
Okay.
Run. And then I'm going to run Ground in Town and that guy with the black Camaro. I want to try that again. I want to try that. The guy that had a problem. So
the black Camaro.
Yeah, we were talking. He got on the radio that night.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about. Okay, Rob. I think that's Rob.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm gonna try him that night also. But if everything else work out, it should be quite a bit of us coming. We're looking to have at least 7 to 8 cars coming that day.
Okay.
We actually bring if everything work out, the slut be all ready to go. Have a little Mustang, a little nitrous tire, 29 install tire. 28, I'm sorry, 28 in Soul Tire. You know, we got
that's a nice car,
yep.
Okay.
Street car, Mustang, you know, we're going to bring that too.
Okay.
We got a couple Mustangs that's going to definitely, a couple juice cars, a couple motor cars.
Okay.
So,
well, they surely excited about y'all coming up.
Yeah, I know. I'm hearing a lot about it. I know a lot of you guys are coming out here now. I know the race. With Street King and them, I know they're supposed to be coming out. I don't know if you heard about that, right? With Little Tony and Street King?
Yeah, I did hear about it. That's on the 26th.
The 22nd.
The 22nd.
22nd of March. They're going to run that phase.
Okay.
There.
Okay,
and
yeah, in the crap.
That's one on 10,000. They're going to do it. So that should be a race.
That's going to be real good, right?
Yeah, the Magnum versus the Jeep. Now, I know you roll. Who you rolling with? Let me just hear it.
I'm going with the Jeep.
All right, I'm going with
you. You already know where I'm going.
Well,
there ain't no question.
I will tell you that y'all gonna get all the bets y'all want. There ain't no doubt about it. There's a lot of people going with that Magnum now. Well,
yeah,
that should be
interesting, but. Yeah, I got to go with the Jeep.
You going with the Jeep?
That's the Magnum you was telling me about, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's definitely going to go. He's definitely going out there, and he told me he wanted to do it. He said he don't care. So I guess we'll find out.
It should be.
Yeah,
that's all I can say.
Little Tony going to drive, right?
No, I don't know. I don't know who will be driving. I don't know for sure who will be driving.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I don't see why not. I don't know, you know, if he's going to drive it or not, but I have seen him drive it all other times. I've seen him drive it from Detroit to Chicago.
Anybody else coming out there that day that y'all bringing or just that car?
I don't know. I'm not real sure who else is coming. I thought I heard somebody else walked in with somebody, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I did hear about Lil Tony, though.
Okay.
But we still got a little over a month, so anything is bound to happen.
Okay. Well, you want to lay all your races out? Just to tell everybody which when your race is at.
June the 7th in Morocco, Indiana, South Side versus West Side of Chicago, and Illinois and Indiana versus the World Streetcar Street and Streetable Car. Everybody is welcome, but I try to cater to the street and streetable cars. There will be, you know, some fast cars there also. It should be real exciting. It was a very good turnout last year. And September the 6th is the reunion. That's the race that you came to last year. And as you know, it was very nice. So that should be real, real good. Everybody's welcome. We're going to have a good time.
All right. Yeah, because I can tell you, like I told everybody else, on April 26th at Piedmont Jaguars, the conventional head shootout. And like I said, $100 enter, $3,000 win, guaranteed first. And we've been talking about that race coming up because we got like six or seven other cars that are locked in the race.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, I got to say, the Maryland Assassins, they're all racing. We got quite a bit of them there. I mean, the Horsemen, they're coming. That Lewis Collins, he's locked in. Beachman, he's locked in. There's a few cars that are locked in. I mean, that's racing there. Wolfpack versus Disturbing the Peace, Junior and Ralphie. And then now we got on the 26th of the 25th of May at Buzz Creek. You got Thunder Goat versus Junior. That's going to be a good one. I know I'm going to run Donald, I guess, get Donald a rematch on May 25th. I'm going to run to the 8th mile and quarter. So as soon as we pass the 8th, don't get off it. You got to keep on to it and see who can win that part too. So it's going to be good. I know we got a lot of racing going on, a lot of guys coming. So it should be a good one. Well,
yeah, that sounds good.
On that one. Yeah, because then right after that,
we're going straight to you. Yeah, I believe I heard some guys talking about Piedmont for April 26th, but I believe I know some guys are coming to Buzz Creek on May the 25th.
Oh,
I'm not etched in stone who it is, but I know that they were talking about May 25th, we're going to try to see, you know, who all's trying to come down there for that.
Okay. Yeah, I know, what's his name? He'll be there every time, you know, Donye and then Fade to Black, he's going to be there.
Yeah.
You know, it's gonna,
I think, I want to say Ground and Pound, and they're coming down there also.
Okay.
I want to say, but I'm not for sure. I think they are. I'm not sure, but I think they are.
Oh, man.
But like I say, I have heard some people talking about that race.
Well, they can leave the Malibu home, and then I'll just come out there and I'll run the Malibu there. Now, unless they want a double head, they want first there, first here, and first check there. It don't matter. They can, if they bring the Malibu, they can run me there and then run me back at home either way. Or if they want to leave it home.
Yeah, they got some other cars, though, Joe, I think that they're going to bring out this year. They got a couple other cars, I believe, that they're coming out with this year. So it should be. I ain't trying to give it away, but I think they are. I'm almost positive they're coming out with a couple new cars this year. So maybe they might be trying to unveil down there. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, so it should be a real, real good one. But otherwise, I guess if we don't have any more hands, I'm going to close the show down right now.
Okay.
You know, I know a lot of the guys were trying to get on. I had the problem. Sorry with the problem. I know they were texting me and trying to get on, but they probably dropped the call because they couldn't get in. They kept texting me, but I don't know what happened with the switchboard tonight. But I want to say I'm sorry for everything. But just remember, March 22nd, 23rd, Fayetteville. April 26th, Piedmont Dragway. May 25th, Buzz Creek. June 7th, and we're going to be in Chicago, the Big Sham Race. It should be a good one. It should be a good season this year. And if you got anything else to say, Sham, I'll let you say anything right now. I can be closing.
I just wanted to let your listeners know we do have a website that we're trying to make happen. It's a national website called clockoff.com. You can go on there and post things. You can look up what's going on across the country as far as drag racing is concerned. So it's free, and we're looking for everybody to utilize that website, clockoff.com. This is Long Island Joe's show. He's part of Clock Off. Myself, my name is Big Sham. I'm out of Chicago, Rough Racing, and I'm a part of Clock Off. I have a talk radio, Grudge talk radio show on Thursday night. You guys want to call in and listen in. It's at 7 o'clock Central Time on Thursday night at 619-768-7235. So if you guys want to call and listen in, that'll be good. So that was my main thing. You guys go on clockoff.com and check it out. That's all I got,
okay.
Joe.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. So I'm going to close this thing out until next week. Take care.
All right. I'll talk to you in a minute.
All right. Take care. Nice, Sam.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.